From the time they walked into Ivy Preparatory Academy's Kirkwood campus, charter school parents, teachers, and elected officials were optimistic the measure would pass. Pierre Shepherd has a seventh grade daughter who attends the school.
To see these kids out here, to be a part of this process, I think that tonight's going to start a new era of education in Georgia.
And as the votes rolled in, the watch party grew more celebratory. Supporters cheered and jumped up and down. And the overwhelming support brought tears to the eyes of Georgia Charter School Association President Tony Roberts.
Congratulations for the children of Georgia. We have at this point exceeded the no's by 500,000 people.
The win was especially heartfelt to Ivy Prep founder Nina Gilbert, who says gaining approval on the local and state level has been a challenge over the past 5 years. Ivy's Gwinnett campus was affected by last year's state Supreme Court decision, which started the fight for the amendment.
Every year we're writing a charter petition. Every year we're wondering who our new authorizer is going to be, if we're going to be able to stay open, how long are we going to be able to stay open. So I think at least it puts this issue to rest.
But amendment opponents like State Senator Vincent Fort say the battle is not over. Fort says the amendment passed because those who supported the measure used deceptive ballot language and other tactics to win.
We're not finished. We think that the deception was tantamount to voter fraud. We believe that this is a situation where the courts need to make a decision on whether or not the language was illegal.
A lawsuit challenging the ballot language was filed last week by an Atlanta pastor and a Dalton educator. And Fort says that there could be more lawsuits. Michelle Worth, WABE News.